About diversity, equity, and inclusion. All right, that's been a target of yours lately on X. There was a repost of Ben Shapiro that you claim that DEI is killing people. Specifically, you point to medicine. You claim that DEI programs are putting people at risk. Do you really believe this to be true? And what evidence do you have to support it?
To nobody's surprise, it looks like all of the medical establishment, well, all of the colleges, like UCLA Med Division, boys. The lowering standards, that can't possibly be true. I was told by Don Lemon that that was racist. You got all of these institutions saying, no, we're just going to discriminate against whites and Asians. That seems weird, by the way, because we got to increase the amount of blacks and browns up in this bad boy over here. But don't worry, we're not lowering standards. You're racist. Even thinking that is racist. Okay, so you're going to go out of your way to really find qualified individuals based on their skin color for your school? Oh, no, we're going to lower standards. That's what we said you were going to do. Here's Aaron Sibilbarium. Scoop, whistleblowers at UCLA Medical School says it has dramatically lowered admissions standards for minority applicants. Yeah, we knew this already. If you're an Asian dude, your MSATs have to be through the roof, right? You have to have a 6.0 GPA. This is, I mean, again, they're discriminating against Asians. Like, oh, there's way too many Asians in medical school. Why is that a problem? Well, there's not enough blacks. Okay, but I'm noticing that the Asians, you know, their dads are beating them when they get an A-. So, is there any other issue other than you, your race baiting crybabies? No. Okay. How are we gonna solve this? By the way, well, we'll discriminate against them fucking Asians. And if you're a black person, Your MSAT can be fucking negative, and we'll let you into this bad boy. Well, that seems stupid, and it's going to get people killed because, again, you're just churning out doctors. I mean, look at this. As a result, they say that 50% of some cohorts now fail basic tests. I failed the test of reading. As a result, they say that 50% of some of the cohorts now fail basic tests of medical competence. So you got UCLA graduates who are graduating based on merit. And they're recognizing that they're going to get dragged down. They're going to be associated with a new crop of fucking doctors who are sticking fucking forks into electrical sockets because they don't know anything about anything. And so they're blowing the whistle over here. And they've got the data and they're releasing that. And if you publish this data, if you talk about this data, you'll be called a racist. I don't give a fuck what color you are. You need to qualify for all of the prerequisite standards to be a doctor. Don't lower them standards. Right? I say raise the motherfucking standards. Look at how many fucking people these hospitals are killing lately. Raise the goddamn standards. Raise the standards and let the chips fall where they may. If it's full of fucking Asians, who cares? I tell you, who cares? I want smart people operating on my insides. Care what fucking skin color you are, but dumbass libtards over there are getting got and they're screaming racism, and then now you're getting a bunch of people who are just failing fucking basic tests. Yeah, you've never had so many people in UCLA medical school on motherfucking academic probation. That's a problem. Okay, thanks so much for watching the videos for the channel. You want to be kept up to date on the lowering of the standards. That's not happening, according to Don Lemon. Well, UCLA saying it is happening. Hit that subscribe button and make way, because the salt must flow.